Okay, so you came out here from where?
From Denver. I grew up in Denver. I was born here, but I grew up in Denver. So, but I was born to, my dad was the governor of this state when I was born.
Really?
He had an affair on his wife with my mom. It was Gerald Ford, the former president, Gerald Ford. And he was also Billy the Kid, so. But yeah, I moved to Colorado, you know, with my family, and then was raised there. But I came here to meet my real family, my real dad. And, well, I mean, he's deceased, but I came here to meet some of his brothers.
Yeah. So where are you living?
I stay in a tent right now on Ledgewood Creek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Over by, is that the winery?
No. Well, not by the winery. I'm out on outside of town, just past Highway 12 out there.
Oh, wow. How do you get down here?
Rode my bike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
that's quite a way. So is there a little camp of other people out there?
Oh, yeah. There's several different little camps that are out there. I'm camped there by myself right now, but, I mean, there's other camps around me, but, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 51.
And so you have a tent and you make enough here to
it's getting me by every day, you know.
Uh-huh. So have you tried to get?
I haven't been looking for a job because I've been trying to get the Fairfield PD or the sheriff's office to get involved and help me get my money back in life, you know. And right now they're not doing anything to help me, so.
Are there like any social services here?
Yeah, I was getting food stamps for a while, and my food stamp card just recently lapsed. I got to go renew it, but other than that, I had GA one time when I first got here. I got GA, but I haven't even had that in quite a while because I just haven't been, I don't know, I'm just going through it right now. I just have been just not doing anything. I gave up on everything, you know. With the cops not wanting to help me, it just kind of really got on me. And
so what about like social services? Are there any shelters here in Fairfield?
Yeah, that's the one thing that sucks. This town doesn't have shelters.
Anything? Yeah, see, I've never seen any.
They got a nomadic shelter that the churches are doing. All the seven different churches are volunteering their buildings once a night. You know, they each take a turn and they're helping out some of the homeless. But other than that, I mean, there's nowhere for us to take a shower or wash our clothes. None of that, you know, and it's just ridiculous. They closed the day shelter.
So to me,
this town's creating a health hazard by not allowing, you know. They should have some kind of shelter where we can go wash our clothes and take showers and stuff, you know. See, that's what I'm running into. Sitting at this corner, I get a lot of times where I'll get people that ride by, you know, and they'll roll their window down and make comments and stuff. In my eyes, everybody that's homeless is different, you know. Every homeless person is a little bit different than one another. There's some homeless people that are homeless because they're mental health problems and things, you know. But then there's also homeless people like myself where I've been took to the cleaners in my life, and I just don't know what to do anymore. I ain't been able to get the help to get right on my feet. And I mean, I could work for a living. I mean, I have worked in the past. I just, right now, I refuse to work until somebody actually helps me. I mean,
so who do you want to help you?
I'm trying to get the law enforcement to help me. I mean, when I was an eight-year-old boy, my uncle and his best friend stole an account that was given to me by Walt Disney himself. Walt Disney gave me money when I was a child because I was one of his funniest moments in his life. On the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, I went in the water and I told him, you know, I was Billy the Kid from California, and he gave me a big account and stuff.
So is your niece here?
She's somewhere here in this town. I haven't ran into her. Yeah, I haven't ran into her yet here.
So have you talked to her recently?
Well, that's another thing you're probably not going to believe, but I don't know how much you know about nanotechnology and things like that, but my uncle, he was one of the co-owners of IBM, and for some reason, I know this sounds insane, but I think he nano-chipped me with a receiver transmitter chip. And all day long and all night long, I have my nieces and my sisters just fucking with me right now. They're taking me to the cleaners. They're involved in taking me to the cleaners. I ain't had my body scanned to see if there's a chip in it yet. I'm actually thinking about contacting the CIA because I'm a president's son, you know, and maybe they would help me. But, I mean, somebody's got to believe me. The police department thinks I'm crazy. They tried to put me in mental health when I told them.
So were you ever in the mental health system?
Oh, I got put there by a homeless initiative cop here in this town, the homeless cop that deals with us. He stuck me in there on a three-day hold, but...
Did they give you medication?
No, I didn't need medication. I left. When they started shooting me up with drugs for no reason, I didn't have no reason to be being shot up with drugs. I hadn't even spoke to their psychiatrist yet. They tried to move me to another facility out of town here, mm-hmm. to some other town. And when they wheeled me out of their facility, on a gurney to take me in an ambulance to this other place, I got off the gurney and ran and told them, "Fuck you, you're done attacking me."
So you want to stay here?
Yeah. Well, that and I just didn't feel like I should have been there. I mean, I went to the police department that morning asking this officer to put me in touch with my uncle, who was a police officer here, and I didn't know that my uncle had passed away.
Oh yeah.
And he didn't say nothing to me about my uncle being dead. He just, for some reason, decided to flip on the wild side and tell me I need to go see a shrink and this and that and put me
so
in mental
health. You don't feel that you need to?
Oh, I know I don't. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
Cause so how are you doing? I mean, are you know, getting by okay? Do you work in different areas,
I go to this corner sometimes, and then I go over there by the In-N-Out burger place right over here.
I heard they kick people out over there. Because I went looking. There's this lady I used to talk to over there, a homeless lady. The people in Pete said that they had a sweep, and they made people leave.
Yeah, they did kick her out. But she was kind of pushy. She pushed me off the corner over there.
Did she?
Telling me that it was her corner and this and that.
Yeah.
But,
so you guys have actual places that you
well,
are
Well, we're not even work. Supposed to be flying a sign in this town. It's supposed to be illegal to fly a sign here, which I don't see how they can do that. That's a violation of my freedom of speech. I have a right to hold a sign all I want, you know. I'm not demanding that anybody give me money. If they choose to, they, you know, that's great. But if they don't, that's okay too, you know.
So are people overall nice to you?
For the most part, they are. Oddly enough, I just had Leave It to Beaver. Beaver, the guy that played Leave It to Beaver, he just drove by chewing my ass the other day about why I ain't working, you know, and why I can't get a job at McDonald's or something. But
you got enough clothes and
that I don't.
Stuff.
You know, I struggle every day for clothes, but and the shower thing's just driving me nuts. Not being able to shower.
Thing. Yeah, that would make me nuts.
Yeah. You know, having to sponge bathe in the creek, it's not exactly nice. It's cold water, you know, but it works. You know, it's what I got to do right now. But there are some that are angry. A friend of mine, Tony, he looks like he's an angry man when you see him at the corner. He'll be out there just screaming away at himself.
Yeah.
But he's another one that...
Is he violent? I mean,
no, he's not violent. He says he argues with his ex-wife. And
so where you stay, are you worried about people, you know, being robbed or anything?
Well, yeah, I've been having that problem at my camp. It's not so much being robbed at my camp. It's they go by there when I'm not home and they take things, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as being robbed, like for money or nothing, nobody's ever robbed me actually, like at first hand with a gun since I've been here. I mean, that happened with me once in Colorado, but the guy didn't get no money out of me. You know, basically, I told him, "Go ahead, shoot me. You know, I'm not giving you my money."